take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This morning before the show, Drab and Cakes were huddled around the laptop looking at the helicopter crash in the Hudson River, New York yesterday. A family from Spain, I believe there were six of them. Well, I guess five of them plus the helicopter pilot crashed into the Hudson River.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an awful story. It was a family here on vacation from Spain. It was the CEO of Siemens Spain. So I mean, this guy's a bigwig. Obviously, chartered a helicopter to do a sightseeing tour in New York City, and the helicopter basically fell apart. Looked like the blades were off of it when it crashed into the river, and everybody dies. Just a horrible, horrible story. And you see the pictures of the family before they board the helicopter.
Brutal.
Having a great time. Three young kids.
Absolutely brutal.
It's terrible.
Yeah, now, you've never been on a helicopter, and you vowed that you never will go on a helicopter.
I want to amend what I told Drab. I said before the show, the only way I'd be on a helicopter is if I'm in a shock trauma helicopter heading to a hospital because I've been involved in a 10-car pileup. There's a second scenario. Drab, if I'm fishing 20 miles off the coast, okay, and my boat capsizes, and I'm lucky enough that the Coast Guard finds me, which is, again, a grasper, that they find me, maybe I'd be on a Coast Guard chopper. Mm. Those are the only two scenarios.
Not by choice.
Not by choice, correct. I'm not going to, if I ever go to Hawaii, I'm not going to say, hey, let's charter a helicopter and fly over a volcano. I'm just never going to do that. I don't have that thrill-seeking gene in this body.
I don't think generally it's a thrill-seeking gene to go on a helicopter. Usually, it's a sightseeing gene.
It's kind of a daredevil move, in my opinion.
Not really. What are the percentages?
I have no idea. I'm not going to argue with you about percentages. I'm just telling you the percentage of me ever getting on one of those flying tin cans voluntarily is zero.
You're right, JP.
It's never going to happen.
It's the percentages of flying in a helicopter and surviving it are probably extremely high, but the percentage of surviving a helicopter crash when you never get into a helicopter is 100%.
Yeah.
So that's why I would agree with you.
Here's the closest I'll ever get to being in a helicopter is the scene in Zero Dark 30 where they're approaching Bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. When the Navy SEALs were about to go in and take him down. That's the closest I need to be to the inside of a helicopter. Yes. I'm fine and I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm almost 55 years old. I've never been in a helicopter. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
I've only been once.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'll ever go again, but the reason why an accident like this happens is because there's a market for the sightseeing tours where they see the Statue of Liberty.
Before you took your helicopter ride, did you check the safety record and or like the registration history of the company that you bought the tickets from?
Of course not. Have you ever done that when you've been on a flight, on an airplane flight?
Well, I mean, I'm flying on major airlines, so I don't feel the need to do it. You're doing it for some rinky-dink guy who probably just got his pilot's license 6 weeks ago. I think there's a major difference
there.
That's
your guess, but it's a pretty booming business in Hawaii.
You're telling me that people that are flying you around Kilauea are as qualified as any pilot that's ever flown me wherever I've gone in the world? I would challenge that.
They may be.
What if they're
You're presuming that they're not qualified.
Yeah, I'm generally...
There's just no chance they have the regulation. That's why those planes donk off all the time in Alaska.
There's no chance. I can't believe this is his flimsy argument that he's coming at me with.
You think there isn't regulation of helicopter pilots?
There is, not to the stringent regulations.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not... the levels in the helicopter industry, I'm guessing they don't come up to the same standards as flying on, like, a Boeing 737. I would have to hope.
Yeah, Kona, who just quit his job as a surf instructor, got his pilot's license, flying you around.
Is that from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
Such a great movie. Such
like
a
good, an old school go.
It's a good role by Paul Rudd.
Was it TC in Magnum PI?
I don't remember his name. I think the only time I would really trust a helicopter pilot is if that guy's like former military. I need you to have flown like Blackhawks.
I need you to be in the Air Force.
Yeah, something along those lines. Like you can't just be some rando that put together a helicopter with a kit from the back of Rolling Stone, and then you sent away for your pilot's license. And I'm gonna entrust what's left of my life to you. No, that'll never happen. Not on my watch.
I do know that the helicopter pilots in Manhattan that had a business yesterday probably have some openings this weekend and for the next few weeks.
Yeah, you think people aren't canceling left and right?
I would never go on one of those. Mm-mm. I went before, now I definitely wouldn't.
I mean, who knows what the experience of this pilot is, but the propeller fell off.
Oh, I don't think it's the pilot's fault.
Yeah, I don't think it was the pilot.
Yeah, I mean
it was the chopper.
It's hard to fly your helicopter when the rotors fall off and the blades fall off.
It's not
generally going to go well.
It's just awful, man.
I mean, the front, the cover picture on the New York Post is terrifying. It's I guess the cabin of the helicopter upside down with no blades on it.
Right.
Just about to plummet into the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
I feel awful for that family. It's just...
Yeah, the
terrible luck.
Yeah, the sightseeing via the helicopter business in New York City is probably going to take a major, major hit.
Am I stupid? And I probably am.
Okay, yes.
For thinking that they had a chance of survival hitting the water?
Nah, the impact is going to kill them, man.
Might be a little stupid for thinking that they would survive, that's survivable.
I mean, they're inside of a... I would rather land in the water than on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but when you're hitting the water at that speed, it's like landing on
the
sidewalk.
It's like hitting the ground.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So if the impact doesn't kill you, you're just gonna drown.
Right.
You would think that the helicopter might break up the tension.
How high was the helicopter when it began its free fall?
I don't know. Not sure.
I mean, it was pretty high up.
I would be with you, Drab, if it wasn't, you know, hundreds of feet high.
I mean,
it's a horrible beat.
It really is.
If you're at the top of this building, say you're at the top of this building, and you're upside down in a helicopter, and it just falls from 10 stories, this is a 10-story building, and crashes onto the concrete below.
Well, the concrete, for sure, but if it
you're
landed...
You're going
to die. If it landed in the Anacostia, you might have a chance.
You might. Maybe. I'd put it at 5%
or less.
Probably
bang your head pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the impact from even 100 or 150 feet, in a free fall, I don't like your chances.
Yeah, you're not going to survive that.
Terrible story.
I'd rather,
it's an awful story.
I'd rather just die from impact than survive it and then drown, and you're conscious, and the water's just pouring into the cabin of the helicopter, and you can't get out.
The one thing you hope is that those kids, especially the kids, died instantly.
Yeah, hopefully it was quick. And
4, 5, and 11 years old. Ugh, hopefully they didn't have to suffer and just drown.
Terrible. Just a terrible thing to think about.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be in my brain most of the day now. I can tell. It's just right there in the back of the head.
Oh, I think it's in the front.
It's kind of all over. Now my day is basically ruined.
You don't have to worry about it, Cakes, because you'll never be in a position.
Yeah, but I just feel bad that the whole family's wiped out.
Oh, you feel terrible for them. The flight only lasted 18 minutes. They were only up in air for not even 20 minutes.
Sure, life is fair.
It's definitely not fair.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't think weather, I mean, I know it was kind of cold up there, but it's not like it was real windy.
It looked like overcast. I don't know the exact weather report.
I mean, it might have been raining a little bit, but it didn't look like it was overly windy, but who knows, man. It's just a terrible story. And then wasn't there an incident at Reagan again? On the tarmac?
Planes clipped wings.
I don't get that.
Look, I don't fly a lot, but when I fly going forward, I am going to make a point.
Not to fly out of
Dulles or fly out of BWI.
I would agree.
Now, I was a little bit of a dog the last time I flew because I flew out of Dulles and I landed at Reagan National because I was a little bit of a clown and I didn't think about it while I was booking the trip.
Hope you didn't leave your car at the first airport.
I realized it, I think, a day or two before my trip. Mm-hmm. So I had to I can't remember what I did. Did I take a Lyft or an Uber? I can't remember what I did.
Probably took an Uber.
And then my daughter picked me up from Reagan National.
Took a Lyft. Blue Shorts might pick you up.
He might have. I'd give him a big tip, too.
Do you know how many people die daily in the United States from car crashes? This is why I try and keep perspective on helicopter crashes. They're more spectacular and they get more news.
Yes, many more.
120 a day.
Yeah, many more. We do know that. But you still feel, like you're still kind of in control.
Correct.
When you're in a car. Because certainly if you're driving it.
You get in a helicopter, you are ceding all control to that pilot.
Right. And the helicopter.
And to the flimsy machine that you're about to step into.
Correct.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But you're right. Based on percentages, you're correct. Look, next time you go on vacation, go in a chopper. Take your whole family up.
Kobe thought he was silly, too, getting into the chopper. And how did that wind up? Not great.
Well, that was a poor decision, first of all, by the pilot.
Well, by the pilot.
And by Kobe.
And by Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should have said, hey, Kobe, the weather's looking kind of dicey. Visibility's low. Like, let's just hop in the car.
The percentage of dying in a car crash is 1%. The percentage of dying in a helicopter crash is 31%.
Okay, so if you're in a helicopter crash,
that's impressive. That I would think it would be almost 0% that survived the helicopter crash. But you're telling me almost 70% survive helicopter crashes, or 30%?
You're focusing on the wrong percentage.
For every 100 people involved in a helicopter crash, approximately 31 would die.
Right,
and then for every car crash, 1% die.
Right.
No, hold on. It's probably 99% of people in the helicopter crashes that we're all thinking happens.
Right.
That could include rough landings.
Yeah, that's true. How about the percentage of people that survive upside down, no blades left on the helicopter, plummet into 35 degree temp Hudson River. 0%.
Let me ask you this, JP. If you went to New York this weekend and your wife said, Jess said, you know what? Let's go up in a chopper and we want to show the family the city from the air. What would you say?
I'd probably be nervous this weekend, but generally I wouldn't be too nervous because generally.
Maybe not this weekend, maybe in 6 weeks. I don't know.
I'm sure there are hundreds of helicopter flights daily for years.
But knowing,
and then you get one that gets publicity.
Right. But knowing that this happened, would you still agree to do it? Or would you say, you know what, let's hold off?
I just told you, I probably would hold off.
All right, there you go.
This weekend.
Okay. Maybe not this weekend.
He would go another time.
Yeah, maybe in 2 months.
Forget about it and he would go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, same thing happened to you and me when there was the plane crash right around the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We ended up driving all the way to New Orleans?
New Orleans, yeah.
Okay, but you've been on flight since, haven't you?
I have.
Exactly.
Hmm. Definitely have been.
Time passes and you reassess.
Yeah, but I worry about him all the time. The whole time.
I worry about a lot.
I do worry about a lot. That's
all right,
true.
We got Wizards GM Will Dawkins joining us in an hour. They've got two games left, kind of our wrap-up interview for the season. Jason Sobel on the Masters at 9 o'clock. And Kevin McCarthy talk movies at 9:45 here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.